Hi, this is Bob Romanek. As always, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio. Hey, before we get going with our craziness, they're going to have a chicken and beer dance sponsored by the St. Joseph's Men's Club, and all the proceeds go to that great parish, great people in Freeburg, Illinois. It's going to be Saturday, February the 16th, from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Boulder Dash, live music. I always like it when they say live music. I've never really heard dead music, but live music by Boulder Dash, a great band, $20 per person, $35 per couple. All the chicken you can eat, I believe all the beer you can drink. Great time, so if you people can make it out there to the St. Joseph's Parish in Freeburg, please do. Chicken served at 8 p.m., doors open at 6:30, and as always, I want to thank the great people. When I ran for office, the great people of Freeburg, they didn't look at my past. They looked at what I was going to do in the future for this great, great area, once great area. And they stuck by me. Not a perfect guy. I'm far from being perfect. But those people, they didn't give a damn. They wanted to give me a second chance, and they did. And I'll never forget you for that, people. So anybody and everybody can get out to the chicken and beer dance by the St. Joseph's Parish Center. Please do. That's Saturday, February the 16th. The radio station will be out there. Hopefully you good people will be out there. If you have any questions, you can call Don at 539-3925. And as always, we like to help out. If we can help any business in the St. Louis area, we'd be more than happy to. You know, I always talk politics, I always talk race. They're usually one and the same. But I read in the paper, they had a supermarket shooting. They were investigating a supermarket shooting out of state. Automatically, it was a white guy. And I don't know if there was an argument at the Kroger store in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. I don't know if it was an argument. I don't know. Maybe the guy didn't like the guy because he was black. I doubt that. But automatically gets on the news that the shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. I say to everyone, isn't shooting anybody, black or white, isn't that a crime of hate? I would think, but hell, what the hell do I know? You know, it's never just a crime on its face when it's white on black. It always has to be a hate crime. You know, two guys get in an argument, one black, one white. The white guy shoots the black guy. He shot him because he got in an argument over the parking spot or got an argument maybe over a sporting event. People shoot people over stupider crap than that. But for them to automatically come out and say that they're investigating it as a hate crime when in St. Louis, these asswipe news outlets, these news media outlets, won't say if it's a black guy or a white guy that's a criminal suspect. Now, I know when they don't say white or black, I guarantee you it's black because they want to throw white. They want to make the white people look as bad as they can. You can't say black. You can't say nigger, because then the niggers will say it's racist. You shouldn't say that that man was black just because he killed 15 people. That's racist. You don't have to say that. The hell you don't. If you ever want to identify the son of a bitch, you have to. But it just stuck in my crawl that it always, always, always has to be a race crime when it's white on black. Never, never when it's black on white. Those black guys beat the hell out of that poor guy in Chicago, beat him half to death on the train. They never said they were going to investigate that as a hate crime. And speaking of hate, these niggers, we had a stupid nigger call the radio station, and we get calls from the niggers all the time. They hate me. They're going to kill me. They're going to burn the place up. They're going to blah, 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 blah. But had a stupid nigger call the radio station, I guess this morning at some time, left it on the answering machine, and said that he was pissed because I was saying nigger. And he says he's going to have sex with a white girl every time I say nigger on the air. He's going to have sex with a white girl. Why do you got to have sex with a white girl? Now, there's a racist bastard. Because I say nigger, I'm a racist, so he's going to show me he's going to have sex. Why do you have sex with a black gal if they ain't stanky? Not the proud blacks, the niggers. No, don't have sex with a stanky nigger, bitch. Want to have sex with a white gal to show us. So, nigger, I hope you're ready to have a lot of sex with many, many white girls, because I'm probably going to say nigger a couple hundred times today. But isn't it ironic and pitiful that these niggers, they've done everything, I say everything, to get me off the air, from the useless FCC complaints, several thousands of those, to calling some U.S. senators and congressmen and asking for a congressional hearing to attempt to stop my First Amendment rights of freedom, my freedom of speech. They've actually called U.S. senators and congressmen. I've had several hundred threats on my life. You know, no big deal. I say to no avail, because as you hear, I'm still here. You know, I have so many threats, and now this ignorant racist nigger is threatening to have the sex with white girls only. He didn't say women, with white girls every time I say nigger. I want to ask you, nigger that called, is the sex consensual? Or are you like most, not proud white black people, but like the niggers? Is this consensual sex? Or do you have to rape these white girls to get your sexual gratification? You know how you niggers are. Let me go just a little bit further with that. Just a little bit further, if I may, and I can, because it's the Bob Show, not anybody else's show. Let me now ask about those fat asses, and I do mean fat asses, the Kardashians. Now, here's my concept on this. Here's my concept. They only date niggers now. You know that. They only date niggers. Well, I have to say they only date professional athlete niggers. And then, well, I might as well say they only date professional athlete niggers that have a lot of money. I have to say that. Does that make them racist? They say they date. Excuse me. They say they date and only have sex with niggers. They say blacks, but niggers. I want to ask, is that a personal preference? But if a white girl, a normal white girl, not a Kardashian, because they're not white and I don't think they're normal. But if a white girl was approached by a nigger for a date or sex and said, oh, no, thanks, sir. I bet you. If the woman said, no, I only date white men, she would be automatically be called a racist or a white supremacist. I ask you why. Why can the Kardashians get away with it? Why can't a white person just not want to date a black person? I don't think that's racist. The Kardashians must be racist because they say they only date black guys. I don't understand that. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Pete. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I just wanted to talk about white privilege. I'm getting really tired of hearing about white privilege because I don't even understand what that is. It seems to me whites, especially white males, are less privileged than ever, so I don't understand what privileges they keep going on about.
You know, Pete, it's like the saying over in Ferguson. Remember that a few years back? Hands up, don't shoot. That never happened. But the niggers kept it up, kept the propaganda up, and people throughout the country actually started believing that the nigger Mike Brown put his hands up and they still shot him. But Pete, there's the agenda for the niggers. They're going to say what they want. They're going to think what they want. They're going to say we're white privileged. They're going to say we're white supremacists. They're going to say we're racist. You know, there's nothing we can do about it, Pete. So what I've told everybody, and everybody's starting to understand, I've just become numb to the word white supremacist. I've just become numb to the word racist. White privilege, that's all you can do, because you can't beat the niggers at their own game, because they will keep it up at any cost to get their false propaganda out. What do you think? I guess Pete's gone. But that is true. White privilege? They come up with all these words, white privilege, white supremacy. Now, they call me a white supremacist, the niggers in St. Louis, and I get calls threatening my life because I'm a white supremacist. They don't even know what a damn white supremacist is. To them, a white supremacist, white privilege, a racist is anybody, any white person who doesn't agree with them, with all their false scenarios, all their criminal activities. If you expose these bastards and you're white, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. I'm doing it because of white privilege. They throw those words around until you white people think about it. Aren't you numb? Aren't you numb to hear the word racist, to hear the word white privilege, to hear the word white supremacy? Again, these niggers, they better learn what the word means before they use the word. That's like getting a saw and not knowing how to use it. You know, if you don't know how to use a saw, if you don't know how to use an instrument, if you don't know how to use something mechanical, you better not use it, because it'll eventually come back to bite you, come back to hurt you. And I think that's what is happening in the nigger community. They don't know what to do with Bob Romanek. I've asked him, there's NAACP on this side of the river, the other side of the river. Come, and you can protest, you can picket. I'll get out there and picket with them because they have no violence. They have every right to stand out in front of my radio station, in my radio, on my radio show, and picket my show. They have every right to do that. I have every right to criticize them. I'll go out there and protest with them because that is their right. See, they want all their rights, but Pete was right. If you're a white man in this day and age, you ain't got nothing coming. A black woman, a black lesbian woman is the best thing going. A black lesbian woman is the best thing going. That's at the top of the rung anymore. They get all special privileges, all special considerations and special dispensation. A white guy gets nothing. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to say, if you're poor and white in this country, you're up a creek without a paddle. And I was going to talk about this white privilege. Up in Ferguson, they riot, so there's free gas stepped in and paid all their bills. They drive around with no plates, expired plates. That cop actually told me they can't stop them. But if you're white, you'll get stopped. I'm in a store. I wonder what the hold up in line is. Up here with their WIC cards, not only them, the foreigners. I'm thinking, doesn't anybody in the store pay with cash? And then they get jobs. A white man scores higher, but they have to hire quotas. Or some token Negro up there put on camera ahead of that. The trade unions give them free. They had a program set up to give them free tools to learn a trade. Guess what? The tools end up missing. Half don't even show up for class. So they don't talk about white privilege. It's a deflective analogy. Turn it around. You know, if you're poor and white in this country, you better stand up because you're in deep, deep doo-doo, Bob.
You know, hey, thank you very much, Jim. And you're exactly right. But you don't have to be white and poor. You can be white and rich. You got nothing coming. And they can say, oh, yeah, the white people. That's bull crap. The niggers have pushed us so far. And I don't know if the white community, the once proud white community, has just become numb and let them have their way, or they're stupid, or they're afraid. It's got to be one of the above, because an intelligent white person would say, hey, enough's enough. I've said, and I'm not all that intelligent, but I've said, enough's enough for me. I'm not a racist. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm not a Ku Klux Klanner. I denounce all those groups. I think they're ass-wipe, no-good groups. I don't believe in slavery. I was against slavery, and I wasn't even there. I'm still against slavery. I think every man, woman, child should be treated equal. I think every man, woman, child should have the opportunity. When they come to this country, or when you take a civics lesson, which they hardly give anymore, it's not the land of give me. It's not the land of free. It's the land of freedom. But it's not the land of free. It's what? The land of opportunity. And everybody should take that opportunity. Some people do. Some people don't. But it's the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies that don't. They want to cast a bad light on the successful proud white community, on the successful proud black community. And we're letting them get away with it. And Jim, you're right. That affirmative action was probably the most racist movement ever in this country, where a white man get a 90 on a test and a black man get a 30 and a black man gets elevated. What the hell is that? They don't elevate the basketball players, the white basketball players. You know why? Because they're not as athletic as the blacks. And I have to say this, and they can say what they want, but I think maybe the blacks are more athletic than the whites, but I think the whites in all are a little bit more intelligent. I don't know if it's something in their brain or something in their DNA. I don't know, but that's my thought. Now, somebody will call me a racist, but I'll be damned. That's my thought, and I'm going to think it. And after I think something, I'm going to say it. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
What do you call a nigger an octopus?
What's that?
What do you call a nigger get put together by an octopus?
Shut him off. You know, trying to be a little serious. Hey, when I want to have a joke hour or a joke 15 minutes, I'll start it and we can all finish it. And people, I hope you, and I don't really care. This show's not caller driven. I don't give a damn if I get a call or not. If somebody wants to call in and express their opinion, whether I agree or not, until they get too crazy or start cussing, we've had to cut off 500 people because they got to say a word. Hey, If I'm going to get fined by the FCC, it's going to be at my mouth, not yours. But can you people understand? And I pound this just about every day because it pisses me off. You've got Roseanne Barr. I read about her. You know, she made a personal statement concerning this Valerie Jarrett. This was a black gal. Was one of President Obama's aides. And she gets thrown off television. And you know what Roseanne said? She said the same thing I said. That's what caught my attention. She said it was a fatal mistake to apologize. In big letters, it was a fatal mistake to apologize for her so-called racist remarks. Because the niggers, she didn't say the niggers, the blacks, they smell blood and then they come to destroy you. And if you're white, you better watch out because you're going to get destroyed because there's no white group going to take care of you other than name, the National Association for Majority Equality. There's no white groups out there. They're going to take up for the white community when the white community is right. We're not going to take up for a white guy, a white person, if he's wrong. If he wrongs a black person, that's on him. We'll chastise the white and compliment the black. We don't see color here. We seriously don't. All I see is evil and good. And there's a lot more evil in this world than good. But Roseanne Barr said something about she looked like a monkey. She's a light-skinned black gal. She gets thrown off national television. But as always, and I say a thousand times, Michael Che, Saturday Night Live, Snoop Doggy Dogg's got a TV show. Look what he said about killing the president. The niggers can apologize and get away with it, but don't be white and do it. Do not be white and do it because you're going to have a problem. You know, we spoke yesterday about the gays, and I spoke with my producer. I guess she's somewhat of a Catholic. Don't know some of the things she does. I don't know if she's religious at all, but that's for another day. I want to ask, why do the religious people have to be homophobic and against gay people? As I said yesterday, just because their strict religious beliefs teach them that homosexuality is not right. They don't say, hey, take all the homosexuals out and let's burn them. You know, like witches, like they did the witches back in the day. They don't say anything like that. They say, we do not accept it with our strict religious beliefs. And I'm gonna paraphrase this because it comes out of Genesis. I was told that God did not create man to lay with another man. So apparently, well, I got to say, other than the Catholic priests, but that's for another day also. The Catholic Church, their religion doesn't believe in homosexuality. So what is wrong when they say we don't believe in it, we don't condone it, automatically, just like the niggers will call you a racist when you don't agree with their violent ways, the gays will call you a homophobic when you don't agree? How can we not agree with somebody and then be labeled something negative? I don't agree with a lot of things. But in general, the homosexuality is a no-no in the Catholic religion. So all the decent practicing Catholics are by definition hate-spewing homophobes. Am I not right? Because they don't agree with it? And then they have a gay rights group. They're criticizing of this Virginia school teacher because this religious school won't let these teachers come in that are gay. That should be their prerogative. It says that homosexuality or lesbian sexual activity. Well, homosexual activity, I'm against. Lesbian, not so much. I could stomach that, I guess. Are among the criteria that violate job qualifications spelled out by the employers. Now, this is a Christian school. They have Christian beliefs, and I'm not an atheist. I'm an agnostic. I don't really know. I'm too confused about religion to really give a damn at this point in my life. But if a person's truly religious, why does he have to be, or she, have to be subjected to all this homophobic crap? I don't give a damn about gay people. I don't want them swishing around. I don't want them swapping, spitting tongues on television like they do now. But you know, it's amazing. Some of these channels, the home network TV channel, HGTV, with all the remodeling, they must be owned by gays because they're nothing but gays on there. I mean, damn. But it's unbelievable why if we as a straight people, we get chastised, we get criticized because we don't go along with the homosexual community. I've never said it. I've never heard anybody. Let's string those gay son of a bitches up. I've heard a lot of them say, hey, I don't agree with the lifestyle. Oh, you're homophobic. No, I just don't agree with the lifestyle. And niggers, hey, you're a racist. No, I just don't agree with you niggers, not proud blacks. Always keep them out of the equation. The niggers killing everybody, robbing, raping, stealing, burning down towns. I just don't agree with it. I'm not a racist. I just don't agree with that nigger crap. But all of a sudden, automatically, I'm labeled a racist, as we are. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Fine.
When I got out of the Army in 1967, summer of...
I think we got a bad connection there. It's unbelievable, people. Unbelievable that we, as an intelligent community, have to sit back and be called homophobic because we don't agree with the gay lifestyle, to be called racist because we don't agree with the nigger violence and the brutality, to be called sexist because occasionally we don't agree with the women and the women don't agree with the men. That's just the way it is, people. If you don't want to be offended, if you do not want to be offended, please don't leave your bed in the morning because you're going to be offended at some point in your day here in America. That's what happens when you live free. Now, if we couldn't say anything about the homosexuals, we'd get our heads cut off or get our big heads or little heads, whatever the case might be. You'd never hear any criticism of homosexuality. But see, living in a free society, we can say what the hell we want. And we're going to offend people. I get offended every day by some of these ass white bastards that walk the street with their pants down. Even these white guys or wiggers. I said I wouldn't use the word wigger because a family last name was Wiggers asked me if I wouldn't use their name. But these white guys that want to be black, you know, they want to be black. They want to be cool. But hey, go down there and live with them niggers for a while. You'll see how your hunky ass, how long you last down there in nigger town. They want to play a game. They think it's a game. It's not a game. But as you people understand, we're going to have to, at some point in time, grab the tiger by the tail and say, hey, enough is enough. And once again, before we go to break, think about it. Because strictly, and I'm taking up for the religious people, the truly religious people, not the religious fanatics, the goofy son of a bitches that are in religious situations for the money. Are thinking, hey, I've done a lot of wrong, but I'm going to heaven. If there's a God, he knows if you're no good son of a bitch. And if you are, I don't think he's got any tickets on his heaven train. But if you're strictly religious and you're against the gay, not the gay community, if you're against the gay activity, you can be against the gay activity, but not against the gay community. I'm against gay activity. I personally am, but that's okay. That's just me. I'm not against the gay people for their sexual preference. I don't say, hey, let's arrest them. Let's throw them in jail. Now, if people started it, hey, let's throw their ass in jail like they did back in the day or kill them if they were gay, then I would say that's homophobic. But not just because a straight person doesn't agree with somebody. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Jay, Bob, I just want to comment on this labeling racist, homophobic. They do that as a means to justify what they want. That's all it is. They had a lady on CNN the other day with this white privilege. She called the man white privilege. The gentleman was a black man from Fox. He's a Fox commentary. So that was just, she was going to call whoever it was white privilege. As soon as she heard something she didn't like. That's just how they get their way.
You know, James, you're exactly right. Here, James, hold on if you would. Here's the situation. I'm not a race. I don't like saying this, but I do because I have to defend myself. I've buried black children who parents didn't have enough money. Does a racist do that? I fed $15,000, $20,000 just a month ago at Christmas time to feed the poor kids in East St. Louis. Now, I didn't get credit for it, but that's okay. I've helped out many. I've helped out more black than white, but because I speak the truth, James, because I say what needs to be said and nobody else has the guts to say it, I'm labeled a white supremacist. I'm labeled a racist. They want me off the air because I say nigger. But James, and I know you're smart enough not to listen to the nigger rap stations in St. Louis. They bad rap me every day. They say nigger every day, but it's okay for a nigger to say nigger, but don't let a white guy say nigger because then he's a racist, right or wrong.
That's exactly right.
Well, thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. It's amazing. They're not going to be a two-way street. If we're going to succeed in this country, it's going to be one-way street. We're both all going to be going in the same directions, both white and black. And if we can't accept that, if we can't tolerate that, then there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some destruction. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was spice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud to be the Patriot. Side again, as always, you're going to get the truth, the unfiltered truth. May not like it, may not like the way I talk. I know you don't like the way I look, but that's a personal problem of yours, not mine. But to get off this gay situation, you know, it's like the gays. They want to push themselves on us. That's what makes it a problem. Don't push yourself, gay community. Go do your thing. Again, we're not asking for you to be hung, to be burned at the stake, to be put in jail because you're gay. Because the straight community doesn't give a damn. But we don't want you to attempt to push your agenda down our throats. If you got to push something down your throat, get another guy. I don't care. That's your prerogative. And let him push whatever he wants. But that's what pisses me off. See, the gays are as bad as the niggers. Because if they were understanding of the white community, the niggers, and understanding of the heterosexual community, and just say, hey, you guys aren't giving us crap out on the street. You're not yelling and screaming at us. You don't want to put us in jail or kill us. Just let us go. And I think that's the way it should be. The homosexuals, let the heterosexuals live their life, and the heterosexuals will let the homosexuals live theirs. Don't have to make a big to-do about it. But here's the biggest to-do on the East Coast. This school, high school, is letting black male athletes run against the female athletes. These couple black guys are identifying themselves as women. True story. And I watched it on TV, and they did the 100-yard dash, and this black guy, who now says he's a woman, beat the hell, broke the state record. And they're going to let it stand because this nigger says that he's a woman. Well, maybe you get away with that, but nigger, don't say you're white, because you ain't, and ain't never going to be. But the mother of one of the real women, one of the real girls at the high school, was bitching, had every right to do so. But this guy says he's transgender. So to be politically correct, they let the son of a bitch and another black nigger bastard, let him run on the female track team at the state level. They broke every record. Unbelievable. But see, nobody wants to do anything, because repeat after me. The transgender, the guy with the muscles, was a nigger. Nobody's going to say anything. Are you crazy? Then you become a racist. No, you become a realist and say, hey, you stupid son of a bitch, whether you're black or white, you're a guy. You can't compete with the men, so now you're going to say you're a woman? That's a true story, people. I watched it on TV. This guy, he smoked them all. Hell, he was on a 100-yard dash. He was 20 yards ahead of everybody. But you saw the legs kind of give it away, the big muscular legs, the muscular arms. But that beard and mustache, that totally give it away. I knew at that point he wasn't going to pull off being a woman. But the son of a bitch said he was transgender, and the school let it go because they're afraid. Now, they're more afraid of the niggers giving them crap, but they're even afraid of the homosexual community, the one half of one half of 0.5%. I say to that, what the hell's wrong with you people? Pritzker, the governor, the fat ass. I'll tell you what, that sumbitch is eating good. He's the heir to the hotel chain, the Hyatt hotel chain. Looks like he's an heir or an heiress to the McDonald's, and not the McDonald aircraft, the McDonald hamburger. This sumbitch, if his belly was any bigger, but now he came to SWCC, he come to Southern Illinois to say that he's got a proclamation about the workforce. We're going to make it work. You politicians have been given that crap forever and ever. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work because we don't have the money. All Pretzner's going to do is be a puppet to Madigan. Madigan and the Democrats, not the proud rank and file Democrats, but the organizational, the 3 or 4% of the organizational Democrats, they've had control of this state forever. Nothing's going to change. But what really amazed me, they're bragging that Pritzker received more than 53% of the vote. How do you receive more than 53%? If you receive 53%, it's 53. If you receive 54, it's 54. What do they come up with? Receive more than 53%, well, I guess 0.1 or 0.2. But that means there's 47% that voted Republican. To me, that means that St. Clair County, somewhat like Madison County, is starting to change. And I think if the Republicans wouldn't eat their own, if we get some asswipe, ignorant bastards out of the leadership and put some decent people in that could compromise, I think the Republicans could take over. And I'm going to tell you what, you big faggot Kern, I know I'm a no-good son of a bitch. I'm a failed person. I'm not perfect by any means, but I'll be damned if the Republicans don't run somebody. I'm running for county board chairman against you. I'm running as a white guy. I'm running as a white guy who's going to give up that airport, who's going to do for the people, who are going to cut the budget in about a half to get rid of your Herbie Simmons' your $150,000 ass white buddy's jobs. Now, people might not like me, but I guarantee you, put me in that office for 2 years, and you'll love me after that, because I'm not going to play politics. I'm going to do the right thing for the majority of the people. But that just struck me where he only got 53%. So you Republicans, everybody needs to circle the wagons, because that's only a 3% difference, a 4% difference. If the Republicans get 4% more, that gives them 51%, and the Democrats 49%. Think about it with this election coming up. Let's get together. And I don't give a damn if it was Republicans in office. We have to destroy them politically, because they have already destroyed this country. We're just going to try this county. We're just going to try to somehow rebuild a little bit of it. But it's amazing. He's coming to town. All the politicians, all the bobbleheads are there in back of him. Yeah, you're right. They're clapping. Oh, you're right, Governor. You ain't right, Governor. You're going to be a pawn for Madigan, that no-good-ass white bastard who's had control of this state for 20, 30 years. The only thing that they're going to promise you, there's going to be more taxes on everybody. I bought a car over in Missouri. I had to pay $15,000 in sales tax when I drove that car back to Illinois. Now, the car was an expensive car, but it makes no difference. They're going to get you. They're going to raise the income. Remember, the temporary income tax wasn't temporary. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time, but I'd have property up in Jersey County. But I got to say, you judge, you no-count rotten judge up in Jersey County, you people understand what's going on up there. This mother and father, though, these sperm donors, they're not mothers and fathers. Headlines: they ate steak while six-year-old son starved. Your beautiful little six-year-old innocent little boy. These bastards starved him up in Jersey County. And the no-good son of a bitch and judge, Eric Pistorius. And Eric Pistorius, give me a call, you rotten bastard, because I'm going to call your office. He sentenced them to 25 years for the husband, 20 years for the wife. And the judge says the death of Liam was beyond comprehension. Where is a lifetime sentence? He said the law requires him to consider mitigating circumstances. No, it doesn't. You could have given him the maximum. You could have given, we should have put him in a death chamber. They starved this kid, this beautiful six-year-old boy, Liam Roberts, and they ate steak. It says here in one of the articles, and see, it's rough to get through this, that they ate steak and they threw him a piece of bologna. Kid was 18 pounds. They could have served 60 years. The range was 20 to 60. The judge gave him the minimum. Hey, judge, I hope your children never have the opportunity to face ignorant, rotten bastards like these people. If it was your child, I guarantee you that it got to 60 years. Who's going to stand up and take up for Liam, the little six-year-old boy who was fed bologna once a week while their family ate steak? He said that he would pick up scraps off the floor. The teacher said the child would go underneath the tables at school to eat scraps from the floor. Said he had a problem. Well, at 5, 6 years old, he can't fix his problem. That's what the parents are there for, to fix the problem. This no good son of a bitch and family, Georgia and Michael Roberts, two white hunky bastards out of Jerseyville, and you judge, you no good piece of crap, to give them the minimum. They faced up to 60 years, and they said, well, we give them 20 because they pleaded out. I guarantee you take that to a jury, they'd have found him guilty in about 30 seconds. So judge up there in Jersey County, you're as big a piece of crap, if not more, than the family that starved this little boy. Who is his voice? Who was Liam Roberts' voice, a little six-year-old? But they said that, I'm sorry, this is my son Liam is dead, and I feel for him, I'll never forget him. Well, you ass white bastard, they're crying because they want a light sentence, which is stupid-ass judge Eric Pistorius out of Jerseyville, Illinois, out of Jersey County, give him. It's not a day goes by that I don't think of my son, my little buddy, constantly on my mind. That's the father who starved that little boy. And you see, that's why these judges, these politicians, people have too much power. Should have given them 70 years and let them fought to get it down to 60. Could have got 60, think about it, people. Starve this boy while they ate steak. And they get 20 years. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, unlike these insane people. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. The dark side. You people know we've got about 5 minutes. I'm going to hit this. People, you remember Chris Hansen? He was on To Catch a Predator. What a great show. What a great show. He did a great job trying to keep our children safe. Anyway, he got arrested yesterday. He wrote bad checks, $13,000 in bad checks up in Stamford, Connecticut. I guess he lives up there. And I got to say, I felt compelled after all the good he did on Catch a Pedophile, all he did to help our children in the fight against pedophilia and the fight to save our children. He did a great job those years, sent a great message off. He must have come on hard times. He owes $13,000, wrote some bad checks, and the poor guy said that he's got a boat, I guess. He said he'd sell the boat to get the money. Apparently he was cash poor. And I think me and you, and I think everybody's got a child, owes it to him to keep him out of jail after all he did to keep our and help our children be safe on that To Catch a Pedophile or Predator. It was a great show. So I have to say, in honor and memory of my son Stephen and all the other parents who have lost their children, I donated the $13,000. We just contacted the Sanford, Connecticut police. I paid the $13,000 to get the charges dropped because I love children and animals, and I don't think Chris Hansen's a bad guy. I think he's an unlucky broke guy. I guess he's cash poor. But I saw him on television. I saw his mugshot, and I thought, you know, that's not right for all that guy did to help our children. So, again, in honor of my son, in honor and memory of my son, Stephen, and all, in honor and memory of all the parents who have lost their dear children, I want to donate. I'm going to donate that money, or we already did. I believe the charges have already been dropped. It's up there in Stamford, Connecticut. But I thought, this guy has helped all of us, helped our children be safe. That's the least I could do to try to help him. So if you're listening, Chris, and I don't know if you are, we couldn't make contact with him today, but that wasn't charity. That was out of respect for you and out of honor and memory of my son and all the children who have passed before their parents, and all the children and their parents who you have helped save their lives and help save them from these pedophiles, these no-count, low-life, rotten pedophiles. So, and if you hadn't read about it, again, Chris Hansen, the former television host of To Catch a Predator, he was arrested in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. And I just thought, and again, I felt compelled after all he's done. And I do love children. I love animals. So out of respect for all of that, you know, we've sent the money to, wired the money to Stamford, Connecticut. So, Chris, you're going to be out of jail. We wish you the best, buddy. And I don't guess he'll be back on television, because when somebody makes a mistake like that, especially being a white guy, now these nigger congressmen, they can owe millions of dollars and get reelected, but that's okay. But a poor white guy doesn't stand a chance. So, Chris Hansen, we wish you the best here at KQQZ 1190 AM, and hope you get everything straightened out. And I'm sure you're a decent man, and I want to thank you again for your show To Catch a Predator, for all you've done, all the children you've kept safe, because parents started to get on the internet and watch what their children were doing. So you're our hero because of that, Chris Hansen. You there's a little bump in the road for you, buddy, but we sincerely wish you the best. As always, people, it's about time to go. I gotta say, I looked at the sports page, and this is not a racist statement, it's a real statement. Belleville West, what a great team, all blacks. I can't say niggers because they haven't grown up yet to show if they're going to be proud black or be niggers. I look at the football players. I look at the college basketball. It's all black. Where's the equality in high school and college sports, niggers? You don't give a damn about equality when you're ahead of the game. But when you're not ahead of the game, then equality is number one. Well, I say equality for everyone, black and white. I thought in high school, at least, it was teammanship, sportsmanship, team spirit. There's no team spirit when these white kids are sitting on the bench or can't even make the team. College level, I understand, it's a money grab. Professional level is really a money grab. But at the high school level, seems like you ought to give everybody the opportunity, but they don't. But let the script be flipped. Let it be all whites playing basketball and all blacks on the bench. Remember when there wasn't enough black professional baseball players? They tried to recruit them. They tried to bring blacks up. Remember just yesterday when I said there wasn't enough black coaches? So they had to interview coaches. Then they hired coaches. They fired five black coaches because they were failures, because they weren't qualified. The only reason they had those head coaching jobs because they were black. And now they'll say I'm a racist for saying that. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. As always, people, time to go. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, not the public servants. There's a lot of great people get elected and do for everybody. Those are our true public servants. Politicians get elected and do for themselves, their friends, and their family. So let's continue to expose these politicians, and let's honor and respect our public servants in office. But let's continue to unite. Let's understand that these pathetic, no-count political bastards, these criminal thieves, these political criminal thieves, aren't going to stop themselves. It's going to be a runaway train until we stop it. Let's stop it before it gets going any faster than it is. It may be impossible now, but we can give it a try. So let's expose these bastards today and every day. And as always, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.